Today's meditation touches on the teachings of Don Miguel Ruiz from the Four Agreements. Don't take things personally and don't make assumptions. This is a mountain meditation adapted by Nikki Myers from the work of Jon Kabat-Zinn. Now start by sitting tall, lengthening your spine, and letting your head just rest directly over your shoulders. Then allow your shoulders to fully relax. You can bring your palms up, resting gently in your lap. Then let your eyes softly close and bring attention to the flow of your breathing. Let your muscles and your bones sink into your seat, letting the earth support you as you breathe in and breathe out. Observe your breathing without trying to change or regulate it. Allow your body to be still. Sit with a sense of dignity, of resolve, a sense of wholeness in this very moment. And as you sit, picture your mind's eye, the most beautiful mountain that you've ever seen or can imagine. Hold the image and feeling of this mountain in your mind. And let it gradually come into greater focus. Observe its shape. Observe the massive base rooted in the earth's crust and its steep or sloping sides. Notice the massiveness, how solid, unmoving and majestic it is from all angles, close and far away. Whatever its appearance, just sit and breathe with the image of your mountain. When you feel ready, bring the mountain into your body so that the mountain in your mind's eye and the body sitting become one. So that as you sit, you share in the massiveness, the solidness, and the stillness, and the beauty of the mountain. You become the mountain rooted in the sitting posture. Your head becomes the peak. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, the solid base. Experience a sense of lifting from deep within your pelvis and your spine with each breath. Become more and more a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, rooted, unmoving mountain. And as you sit, become aware of what changes. The sun travels across the sky. Night follows day, and day follows night. There's a canopy of stars, the moon, then the sun. But through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing the change of each moment. Constantly changing, yet always just being itself, the mountain remains still as the seasons flow into one another. And as the weather changes, moment by moment, and day by day, the mountain just sits in calmness, abiding all the change. In summer, there's no snow on the mountain, except maybe the peaks. In fall, the mountains may wear a coat of colors. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may find itself covered in clouds or fog, or covered by freezing rain. But people that come to see the mountain may comment on how beautiful it is, or how on cloudy days they can't see its beauty. But none of this matters to the mountain. It simply remains its essential true self. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by the way people see it or don't see it, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, hot or cold, day or night. It just sits, being itself. Through whatever, the mountain just sits unmoved by what happens in the world of appearances. We can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness as the mountain in the face of everything that changes in our lives over minutes, over hours, over years. In our lives, and in this meditation practice, we constantly experience the changing nature of mind and body. We have periods of light and dark, or moments of color and dullness. We sometimes experience storms in our inner and outer worlds. We go through times of darkness and pain, as well as moments of joy. Even our appearance changes as we experience a weather all its own. By becoming the mountain, in our meditation practice and our lives, we are able to connect with its strength and stability and adopt it as our own. We can use its energies to support our energy, to move through our moments with calmness and clarity, just as the mountain does. We can begin to see that our thoughts and feelings, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally. We tend to make assumptions, but actually this weather, these storms are impersonal. The weather of our lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be honored. It is to be felt. It is to be known for what it is and what it isn't. It is held in our awareness. And as we hold it in this way, we come to know the deeper silence, the stillness, and the wisdom of the mountain. Mountains teach us this. Allow yourself to be filled up with the grace of a new season. Let yourself be nurtured by the natural transition of nature. And trust that you have everything you need in the present moment. That the universe will rise up to meet you exactly where you are. That you are connected to everything and everyone around you. And that change is preparation for growth and an opportunity to go within. Just like the mountain that stays steady and unmoving, it too changes over the years. But let your body and mind relax with this power of pure possibility. Knowing that your journey is taking place now and you are fully supported by the divine nature of life. May we be still and listen. Now return to the focus of your in-breath and your out-breath, flowing naturally. Begin to slowly awaken your body, wiggling your toes and your fingers. Take your arms and reach them up over your head as you breathe in and fill up. And then as you exhale, bring your hands to prayer or to your heart, whatever feels right for you. Your meditation is now complete. Enjoy the rest of your day and namaste. Thank you.